My question is, and I know that the secretary was in New Hampshire in the primaries in '08, looking at the hand counting that was going on there. My question for you guys is, do we need computers to count our votes, given the fact that in other countries, Canada, Germany, Ireland, they all count by hand? They do it in many areas here in New Hampshire and other places in the country. Do we need computers to count our votes, given the transparency we lose in that bargain? And if so, why do we need them?
Well, I guess you look at me, huh? I just have an opinion.
Oh, no, I think that.
But, my opinion is you don't have to have computers, but I actually think it works better if you have the right checks and balances and a statistically sound audit that lets you know when it's time to go back and do a full recount. I observe in New Hampshire that in most of the places where I've been told that they hand counted all the ballots, they actually didn't. They only hand counted one or maybe two races, and the rest they counted by computer. I watched, I was told, these precincts hand count everything, and they don't. Some of the small cities, 700 people voted, yes, they hand counted. But none of the bigger places did. You know, there's competing studies. We do know that human beings, if they do a repetitive task over a long period of time, tend to get tired and they make mistakes. And we have a ballot that is unlike the ballots in Switzerland and parliamentary systems. We often have 100, 120 races on a single ballot. Once you start asking people to count that many ballots, you begin to bring as much error to that process as you get when people type in the information on a card. So if we could take a transparent, open, boring technology like optical scan that people know how to use, and combine that with a system in which we are automatically sent to count a larger number or all of the ballots, then I think we can have the best of both worlds. If anybody wants to take it on themselves to hand count in addition to the computer count, I've been very supportive of that. I think you probably is too. But the error that we found in Humboldt County, where a voting system dumped an entire deck of ballots, was not found by a hand count, but rather by another run of an open source voting system.
Well, they weren't given a chance to hand count, but would you, in Humboldt, but would you guys be in support of, since we're looking at spending millions again on voting systems, would you guys and the Secretary of State's office be in support of at least pilot projects to test hand counting and find out the viability before we spend another bazillion dollars on
No, I'm open to doing both, but I think at this point it's unrealistic to expect in California that Bill Logan and his staff are going to find a way to hand count 4 million ballots with 120 races each.
Let me just add,
again, it's my opinion. I think that's the best mix. It's in the best economic interest. And I don't think we need to take advantage of the power of the computer where we can, but back it up with systems that tell us when we might have made a mistake so that we don't make it an irreparable mistake.
And I would add to that the two points from the trust the vote card perspective. First off, we don't really have an opinion about whether computers should or should not be used, but we recognize that they are likely to be used, and if they are likely to be used, then we need to make sure that the machines that are used are trustworthy, accurate, accountable, secure. A second point about sort of our philosophy. So one point is, should they be used? We're here just to make sure that if they are used, they're used in a manner that's trustworthy. Secondly, one of the underlying motivations for our mission that we haven't really talked about is that our goal is to remove the machinery from the list of excuses of what went wrong. Because what we believe at the Trust of Voters, we haven't articulated this, but most people hear us, they say, oh, you're pro-computer, you're pro-this, you're pro-that. Well, ask us. What you'll find out is we're not pro-computer, but we're here to make sure computers work. Number two, we're here to take computers out of the equation of fault. Because we actually believe that the big problems in voting systems have very little to do with the machinery and have a lot to do with the processes and the people and the potential social engineering thereby. And finally, our CTO is someplace in the audience, and I love the fact he's got a great answer for do we need computers or not, because he's been beat up about that one a lot. And I'll actually turn it over to John real quick. And John, you can answer that very good. Do we need computers?
Sure, yeah, I'd be happy to. You know, when Greg and I got started on this, I thought our mission might be something as simple as let's make voting machines that don't stink. And what we learned is that whole roadmap that Greg put out there really is necessary to re-engineer all of that. And one of the main reasons for re-engineering it is for transparency, so that the public can see what activity is being